It's Friday, January 29th, AD 2021. This is the Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. The fallout from COVID-19 brought new layers of pain to the scarred body of Christ, reports International Christian Concern. In Egypt, an estimated 80% of Christians lost their jobs overnight. In Iraq, 2,000 already suffering Christian families were terribly affected by COVID-19. Most of them were displaced by ISIS 6 years ago and lost everything. Now, they're facing a difficult return home on top of a pandemic. In Pakistan, entire villages of Christians were denied food aid. Some lost their jobs, while others were forced to continue working in the nation's sewage system, a dangerous job relegated to the country's Christian minorities. Today, International Christian Concern has touched over 24,000 persecuted Christians with aid through their COVID-19 crisis fund, providing food and other forms of aid to vulnerable Christians around the world who have been impacted by COVID-19. ICC gave each family enough food to last a full month so that they could get back on their feet. After one man, named Kausar, received food aid from International Christian Concern, he said, quote, "During the last 2 months, I was rejected at 2 food aid distributions for being a Christian. We requested church leadership to arrange food for the deserving, so this distribution comes as a miracle for my family. My kids will enjoy the food for the next few weeks. We hope we will soon be able to earn an income and feed them. God bless you," end quote. And Shama, whose husband was killed by extremists in 2018, said, quote, "I am a widow, and I am doubly victimized. My children are less than 12 years old, so I am passing through a very critical time. Today, I am sure my children will start dancing and enjoy that I have enough food for them. This is a blessing for us. May Jesus bless those who have provided and arranged this aid for us," end quote. James 1 verse 27 says, "Religion that God our Father accepts as pure and faultless is this, to look after orphans and widows in their distress, and to keep oneself from being polluted by the world." If you'd like to contribute to help these needy Christian families who face hostility for their faith in Christ, loss of income due to COVID, and prohibition from receiving governmental food aid, you can give through a special link in our transcript today at theworldview.com. In a 136-48 vote, the Swiss Parliament approved the so-called Marriage for All law last December, allowing homosexuals and transgendered people to adopt and use reproductive technology. The Swiss Evangelical Alliance is asking for a referendum because Christians oppose the misguided Marriage for All law. Such a referendum would only happen if the group can collect 50,000 signatures within 3 months. The Christian organization cited two primary reasons for their opposition. First, there are negative consequences for the child that grows up either without a mother or without a father. Second, there is no compelling reason for absolute equal treatment of heterosexual and homosexual partnerships because they differ in a central point, the ability to reproduce naturally. On Thursday, President Joe Biden announced that he will resume sending foreign aid tax dollars to promote abortions worldwide, reports LifeSiteNews.com. Not only did he repeal President Donald Trump's 2017 pro-life Mexico City policy, which prohibited tax dollars from being used to promote abortions internationally, but the Democratic president withdrew the United States' signature from the Geneva Consensus Declaration, which reaffirmed, quote, "There is no international right to abortion," end quote. Proverbs 6 lists the 7 things that God hates, including the shedding of innocent blood. When the Senate's second impeachment trial of former President Donald Trump begins next month, Chief Justice John Roberts will not preside. Instead, Democratic Senator Patrick Leahy of Vermont, who serves as the president pro tem of the Senate, will preside over the trial. The Constitution requires the Chief Justice to preside over an impeachment trial for the president. But Trump, who was impeached for the second time on January 13th for his role in inciting the January 6th riot at the U.S. Capitol, is no longer the president. In a statement released on Monday, Leahy wrote that the president pro tem, quote, "has historically presided over Senate impeachment trials of non-presidents," end quote. Leahy pledged to adhere to his, quote, constitutional and sworn obligations to administer the trial with fairness, end quote. And finally, parents of public school children in Loudoun County, Virginia, expressed their anger that the school board still has not opened the schools over alleged COVID concern. Listen to one angry parent who vented to school board members at the Tuesday school board meeting.
You should all be fired from your day jobs because if your employers knew that you were more inefficient than the DMV, you would be replaced in a heartbeat. You're a bunch of cowards hiding behind our children as an excuse for keeping schools closed. You think you're some sort of martyrs because of the decisions you're making when the statistics do not lie that the vast majority of the population is not at risk from this virus. The garbage workers who pick up my trash risk their lives every day more than anyone in this school system. Figure it out. Or get off the podium, because you know what? There are people like me and a lot of other people out there who will gladly take your seat and figure it out. It's not a high bar. Raise the bar!
And here's a second parent whose son has special needs who expressed similar frustration.
He regressed a lot. He has trouble standing still for 30 seconds for speaking in front of you. How can you expect him to sit in front of a computer every day, every hour, focus and get an education? That's impossible. Impossible for him and impossible for over 11,000 more kids with special needs in LCPS. But instead you decide to sweep his problems under the rug and focus on giving raises, new mascots, renaming athletic fields. If you guys don't really vote for him, you're letting him down.
And that's the World View in 5 minutes. On this Friday, January 29th, in the year of our Lord, 2021. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.